Can you remember when and under what circumstances you first heard about there being a problem with Three Mile Island?
I was called by my wife at my office, who heard something on the radio that there was a problem involving a nuclear radiation leak.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what day of the week that went?
That was the 28th of March.
28th, okay. And did you know that there was a reactor there before?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know how far it was from Carlisle?
I never thought of it in terms of Carlisle. I thought of it in terms of my own community, New Cumberland.
Which is where you're living now, where you reside now.
And
how far is it from New Cumberland?
It's about 10 miles.
When you first heard about it, what did you think about it? Did you think it was...
Well, I reacted as a public official and as the commissioner in charge of the emergency operations of the county.
Okay.
And I, frankly, on the 28th, wasn't deeply concerned that we would have a major problem. I quite frankly thought, you know, it was a minor thing that would dissipate.
Mm-hmm. Did your opinion of that change?
Rapidly.
What changed?
As events began to develop, we first had assurances on the morning of the 29th, I think, that there wasn't any major problem. It was all under control. It was contained. The doubts started creeping in when the media, in the 29th and then on the 30th, started emphasizing that this was a very extremely significant nuclear accident, and that contrary to what Lieutenant Governor Scranton had said on the 28th or 29th, that there wasn't any problem any longer, it was apparent that there was still a serious problem that they didn't have, and that it may have been to the point where they lost control of it. And that's where my anxieties as a citizen and as a public official became much more deep.
Mm-hmm.
And
as a result of conflicting reports about the
conflicting reports of the media sensationalizing it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole combination of events
mm-hmm.
led me to believe that we were by no means in a safe position.
So at that point, at least, you began to seek further information?
Well, I had to.
Mm-hmm.
I had to.
Given
my
responsibilities and so forth.
We had to determine, in fact, I remember very clearly, I have contacts in the administration in the White House,
mm-hmm.
which I very rarely invoke. But on Friday, that Friday, I was so concerned about what was happening up here because the national television had just come over the air and said we may have a meltdown. But I used that contact in the White House to get through to the chairman of the NRC, who I did talk to get his estimate of what in fact was happening up here, because up until that time I was thoroughly confused based on the conflicting reports.
Mm-hmm.
And the NRC chairman really couldn't say definitively whether there would or wouldn't be a meltdown, but he put my mind a little bit at rest to the point where I didn't have to be concerned with an immediate evacuation of Cumberland County.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, from the 28th on through that weekend and then well into the next week, I spent my hours up here in a general way supervising the preparation of an emergency evacuation plan
mm-hmm.
in the event we needed to use it.
Had somebody asked you to do that? I mean, were there other sources of information here also requesting that this be developed and so forth? Or,
do what now?
To develop an evacuation
plan. Well, that was it's our county responsibility.
What invokes that responsibility?
Okay. Now I see the thrust of your question. The state didn't ask it. We took our own initiative.
Okay. That's the answer I was interested in.
Right.
How did you feel the state was functioning in all
the state was, in my opinion, in retrospect and also at the time, by and large, they were responding the best way they could have, given the information they had.
Now, were they not getting appropriate information?
Well, that's my opinion today, that they weren't getting it because nobody had it. At the time, I didn't think they were getting it because of the Met officials and their arrogance and unresponsiveness and concern only for the image of Met Ed.
So that was your judgment at the time. Now you feel
my judgment
they just didn't know, or
that now I feel it was a combination of factors.
Mm-hmm.
I still fault Met Ed's attitude, not the fact that they had an accident. Anybody, that's human, but their attitude about the thing at the height of the crisis. My opinion hasn't changed on that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they were in control of that situation over there?
No, I don't think they were, because for whatever reason, and I'm not saying it was all their fault that they weren't in control, but for whatever reason, I think they just didn't really know what was happening.
Mm-hmm. You might speak a little bit further about the federal role now. How do you feel that level of government responded? Do you think it was responding appropriately?
It depends upon what department you're talking about.
All of the groups that might be involved.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, which it soon will be designated if it's not now, responded in a very fine manner.
Mm-hmm.
As far as their responsibility for the safety and welfare of the citizens, not looking at what the cause of that impairment of safety was.
Right.
The NRC, I think a lot of them were in the dark. I think they did the best thing eventually that they could have in seizing control of a situation which heretofore they hadn't had.
Mm-hmm.
They sent a very, and the most significant thing that they could have done, I guess, for a variety of reasons, was to send Harold Denton up here. His demeanor, his knowledge, and all that did an awful lot to put this Tri-County area at rest, psychologically, mentally, whatever.
Did you find him among the variety of at least publicly available sources the most credible?
Yeah, well, that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you know, they get this idiot Herbine, and that's for the record. Idiot Herbine on trying to cover his own butt. Confidence of the public had gone to zero as far as Med Ed's concerned because of him. So you get somebody that is supposedly neutral and knowledgeable coming in. The credibility factor was there, and we started listening and taking in some confidence in what he was saying.
You'd spoken slightly about this. I'd like to come at it head on now. To make a judgment about the media's function in all of this.
Okay. The media played an extremely important role in the whole event. If for no other reason than in informing the public minute by minute, hour by hour basis on what was happening and what we should do. We, in our capacity as being responsible for emergency measures that may have been taken, had to rely on the media to promulgate what we wanted to promulgate.
Mm-hmm.
By and large, the local media, including the local TV stations, local newspapers, were bending over backwards to just stick to the truth and not to put a panic situation into the public.
Mm-hmm.
The national media was totally irresponsible and aggrandizing the whole event to the point where the single most negative reaction to the nuclear accident was the hysteria of the relatives of most of the people in this area, because they were just hearing the national media.
Mm-hmm.
And friends of mine got calls from Athens. My relatives were calling in a panic in Minnesota, and it just was like that across the board.
You're Minnesota. I spent a lot of my life there.
My wife was. Did you where?
Minneapolis.
Yeah, southwestern part.
And I'm just checking out here. Do you think they're in control of that situation over there now?
To say they're in control of it, yes, they're in control of it in the sense that there is no imminent public danger that they're not aware of.
Did you make plans? Well, let me ask this on two levels. Let's start with how did the whole event restructure your work during that period of time?
It didn't restructure it. It just put absolutely everything on the back burner.
Mm-hmm. And that meant that you had to do what kinds of things?
Well, I had to spend full time up here. Not just work hours. I brought my family up here into Carlisle and spent it devoted full time on the development of the evacuation that may have been necessary.
Mm-hmm. Did it change any of your other routines? For example, did you talk with your family about this as well as your coworkers and so forth? I mean, you have a job responsibility and then you have your family.
Well, I moved my family out.
You moved your family away.
Evacuated from New Carmel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about why you thought that was wise?
Well, I thought it was wise because I have a three-year-old daughter, number one. We were within the 10-mile radius. I didn't want any, and my wife was getting very, very upset about what was happening. And it was just for the tranquility of the family and also for the effectiveness of my job performance, that I wanted them near me and mm-hmm. also out of the immediate danger zone, which by and large Carlisle was not in.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk about plans together about what your family would do in the event of an evacuation and so forth?
Well, we didn't know other than I got enough personal belongings to get out of there for whatever period of time would have been necessary. And one of my first reactions was rather than deposit my paycheck, which I had just gotten, I got all cash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably typical. There was a slight run on the banks.
Yes, I understand there was.
That weekend.
I understand. It might have been in some cases more than slight.
Hey, somebody.
Do you think that anything that happened at TMI might have affected your health and your family's health?
It's too early for me to tell. My instinct is no. But that's the whole issue in this nuclear controversy. Nobody knows sufficiently for me to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. So you have some doubts, but you don't, when your impulse is at this point that probably not where you were and so forth.
Right.
Would you attribute that to your distance from them?
I don't.
In general.
I just saying, Charlie, drop these out, please.
Sure.
I just don't know. My instinct, based on instinct and basic reports that's about the level of radiation and all that, I just have the instinct that no serious harm resulted.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any concern about a fluid milk in the area?
Not seriously.
Okay. Did you, at any point during the sequence of events, have any mental pictures or of images of what might happen then?
In what sense?
I'm really asking for visual images at this point.
Oh, what happened or what might have happened?
Well, if the worst had happened there.
I had a visual image of the whole thing blowing up. And that was my biggest complaint with the way the media handled it.
Mm-hmm.
They did not go into educating the public to the effect that if it had melted down, it wouldn't have been a great big explosion as everybody reacts to the atom bomb.
Okay. In other words, they were not informing people that this
exactly.
is an unfounded fear.
Right. And I didn't have that unfounded fear because I was in a position to talk to the experts and have an understanding that that wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The fear then became secondary as to, okay, it was a meltdown. What level of radiation were we talking about? And how far an area would we have to be out of it?
Mm-hmm. Did you have any ideas about the effects that would have? Let us say the actual worst thing had happened rather than the imaginative one.
Did I have any?
Did you have any sense of what the area might be like? How radiation might have affected life?
Well, it depended again upon the parameter from the plant, mm-hmm. by the circumference, really. And then, you know, you hear reports that there's a massive death in the first couple miles, and then on out, serious long-term damage.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really knew precisely the extent of that and the mileage affected.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that depended on a number of different factors.
Right.
Did you think about God during the incident at all?
Oh, yeah. Sure. As did many people.
Mm-hmm.
And the, what he would allow or not allow to, mm-hmm. us to happen.
Did you pray?
I didn't specifically pray, except in my unconscious way.
Did you think that this might be a message to us about this?
Now you're getting into transcendentalism or something. I don't want to answer that.
Okay. Did you...
Okay, I'm sorry. No,
that's all right. Did you see yourself as adhering to some sort of code of responsibility or ethical code as you were dealing with the situation?
One more time.
Did you see yourself as a living up to some form of ethical code in your behavior during...
Absolutely. 3 Mile Island presented the most awesome responsibility that I had been presented as a county commissioner,
mm-hmm.
as to what to do under a situation of extreme pressure.
Did you ever think about leaving?
In a fanciful way, I knew I couldn't.
Because of these responsibilities?
Because of this responsibility.
Did you feel any conflict between your various...
No, and I'll have to be candid about it. I felt much more secure by the fact that we were in Carlisle instead of New Carmel.
Okay. Did the event bring to mind any past experiences in your life?
No, but it brought to mind a hypothetical situation of wondering what I would have been thinking if I'd been in Vietnam or something like that. It was a very similar,
mm-hmm.
I would think, it would be a similar anxiety.
That's what I was going to ask.
Combat
the next question was whether or not you connected with any kind of historical sort of event.
Well, in a psychological sense,
mm-hmm.
not a historical sense.
Mm-hmm.
Of being a human in extreme pressure and fear for your life, really.
Did you see this as more or less a problem than, or similar to, or more or less like a flood or a hurricane?
Not, well,
another natural disaster.
There is similarities, but there is a vast difference, and the difference is what proposed our most serious problem. Similarities were the implementation of the emergency machinery,
mm-hmm.
to plan for. And provide for the health and safety of a lot of our citizens in a situation where they would be out of their own habitats.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have machinery that we could invoke to make those necessary preparations.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike a flood and a fire or a chemical spill, the parameters of the destruction or of the problem areas could be predictably defined. The problem with this thing was that they couldn't be. You did not know the areas it affected. You didn't know the enemy you were fighting. There's a fireman going into a flood zone. He knows exactly what the problem is. He knows how to handle it. Or the fireman in the fire situation.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have our emergency service personnel going into a contaminated area, hypothetically, not knowing whether there was lethal radiation there or not.
Mm-hmm. And not being able to tell either once they got it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it was entirely different in that respect, and that's what increased the anxiety 200-fold.
Mm-hmm. At any time during all of this, did you think of any books you had read, or fictions, or TV shows, or movies?
No.
We're into a much more subjective realm.
No, I had not seen the China Syndrome, and my attitude was, well, I've lived it, I don't need to see it, and that still is.
Did you have any daydreams that you remember?
No, or nightmares either.
No, no sleeping dreams either. Was your sleep disturbed apart from the fact that you were getting...
I was tired. No, not really. I was. The Friday night before we evacuated, it very much was. Mm-hmm. Friday night before the Saturday evacuated, all I can think of was getting up early and getting out. And I'll tell you, one of the deepest concerns was not so much the radiation, but the attitude of the public on the highway, because one of the first things suggestions I gave on Wednesday, when my wife called somewhat upset, I said, well, go into the basement and stay in the house because there'll be nuts all over the highway, and that's more dangerous than what that thing's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first reaction.
That a concern as you were planning things, too?
Yes. It was the foremost concern, and that's why we bent over backwards to ensure the public that we were not considering an imminent evacuation. We were just planning for one.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to keep the panic off the highways, and the national media proceeded to incite the panic several times throughout the event, which in hindsight may have been a hidden blessing because it inspired a lot of people to voluntarily evacuate, where to the point where had we had to evacuate on Sunday or Monday, we had a good 30 to 50% of the West Shore population already gone.
So that you were in a position not to have to deal with anywhere close to the numbers you had planned for and so forth.
Exactly.
So your feeling about people who left the area was that it was a kind of blessing and that you don't think they were unwise to do so.
No. In fact, I said on public airwaves that I encourage people to leave if for no other reason than it will make them feel better. Mm-hmm. I disagreed with the governor when he didn't close the schools beyond the 5-mile radius because I thought the anxiety factor would be sharply reduced with the kids being home with the parents.
We have some objective evidence.
Yeah.
Did you see people around you change in any way during all of this?
I didn't see them change. I saw them react to a very troubling situation, and I saw, by and large, them all react in a responsible manner.
Mm-hmm.
They arose to the occasion. Some of them didn't. But I can understand why they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get this out quick.
Do you think it changed them in any lasting way?
Okay, as a human being, no. Apprehensiveness of nuclear power, yes, mm-hmm. across the board.
Did it change you in any lasting way?
Not in his personality.
No.
I'm in the same. I'll give you some stuff to take along well. I'll give you some insight.
Okay.
That's about all I can say on that.
Mm-hmm. Did your opinion about nuclear energy, was it affected in any way by this? Have you developed
I have developed a deep apprehension.
Mm-hmm. Would you say more so than before the incident?
Absolutely. I didn't take it. In fact, I'm quoted in the famous publication.
Mm-hmm.
I made cynical. The Rolling Stone magazine. You hear of it?
Uh-huh.
Let me dig this stuff out for you. If it'll help you.
Oh, sure. We will be looking into all of this material, too. We want to get first-hand stuff in before we...
I might have run your recorder.
That's all right.
I didn't think much of 3 Mile Island. After that, I not only was aware of 3 Mile Island, but aware of nuclear power, and also have made some preliminary judgments that somebody made a very sound observation that it's one of those areas that affect the public safety so greatly, possibly, that you shouldn't leave it solely in the hands of private enterprise to run the way the NRC apparently has done so up until now.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you think it might be more tightly regulated?
I think it will be. I think there's a lot of positive after effect from this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in several directions, people are taking a harder look at nuclear power, the way it's been run. They're also in context of this other energy problem, it's going to maybe come to grips, we hope.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a mess. We're getting into another mess.
Well, it took me 45 minutes to get gas at noon today.
Sure.
Really. Is there anything else that you would like to say about this?
Well, it's been a heck of a... No, other than in conclusions, it's been a heck of an experience that the county went through, but I think the county is better by it.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that we've really beefed up our emergency operating procedures now that we can just apply the principles we learned in Three Mile Island to other situations, which we're doing presently.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the gas situation and the possible shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
We're invoking some of the lessons we've learned and now are doing surveys of all the emergency service needs for gas in case they shut us down. And
uh-huh.
So in that sense, strictly from an emergency preparedness point of view, it's been a positive experience. Definitely.
That's but otherwise, we'd rather not go through it.
Oh, yeah, because of the anxiety. Yeah. Okay.